Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
And this is Jeff Ellis, and it is Monday, October 31st, 2011.
Happy Boo. Halloween! Episode...
Ooh. Nice.
We're traveling to another dimension.
Dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A wondrous journey into the ventures of that of imagination. There's a signpost up ahead.
Your next stop.
The Twilight Zone. I know I got some of it wrong, but who cares? NFL football, baby, week 8.
Episode 7.30, the week 8 recap show, Jeffrey.
Otherwise known as the...
What?
Weekend.
Well, yeah, there was lots of
There wasn't very many close games.
There was nigh close games.
Well, yeah, the one that we disagreed on. And
I'm glad I was on the winning end of that one.
24-21.
Yeah,
Carolina.
Final
that
there.
Was a close game.
Arizona-Baltimore turned out to be close in the end.
The Giants and Dolphins turned out to be close for the wrong reasons.
Yes.
Fix that, guys.
We'll
come on.
We'll get to all of that. 13 games, 12 of them already played.
That's right. One more
San
left.
Diego and Kansas City go tonight.
Cannot wait. Making a new, for those in the UK who are night owls.
Yes.
Going to be making an appearance tonight on Talk Sport Radio.
Talk Sport Radio,
with,
Jeff.
Mr. Graham tonight. So that's kind of fun.
Mr. Grimm? That's a great... Okay, Graham. I was like, Grimm, that's a great name.
Come on, get me started. It's Mike Graham. He's a legend over there.
Mike Graham.
Get me started on the right foot here.
All right, great.
Don't start me in the hole with this guy.
Don't call him Grimm. Don't say, are you... Because it's Halloween.
It won't be Halloween anymore.
Oh, that's right.
This is running about 3 a.m. over there.
Over there, so it will not be, no longer be. But it will be at your house.
Oh, yes.
Where we
are... It'll be full Halloween.
Grand Central Station in your house.
Jordan apparently is going again as the Super Mario guy. Which one?
Okay,
Luigi.
Yeah,
again. He really liked the Luigi. And he spent like $40 on it.
Yeah. So.
And since he hasn't grown, he thinks he's going to go with that again.
Reuse.
And then Kara, we don't know. She's going to dig in the junk drawer and find stuff.
She's just going to put something together.
Yeah.
Elena is going to be a beautiful witch, a good witch.
Like Glinda?
Glinda. I love that. Wicked was awesome. And Emma is Izzy, the pirate girl.
Oh, that's not that scary.
She's
a stormtrooper last year.
Yeah,
she was
Darth
Vader last year.
She was Darth Vader last year, yes. No,
will you be dressing up, Steven?
I have several costumes to choose from. I don't know. It all depends on... I'm not feeling well. The nose and the leg and the back and the head and the groin. And
My mom would say, the growing.
Yes, the growing.
I cannot.
Area.
This drives me crazy. So the doctor working on my growing. Hey, welcome to getting older, Steven. It sucks.
Literally, I saw the doctor today, and he's like, "Mr. Miranda, good to see you. How are you doing?" I'm like, "I feel like I'm falling apart, dude."
Yeah.
And then I give him a laundry list of everything that's going on, and he's like,
"Why are you providing me with your laundry list?"
Well, yes. And he's like.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
And my doctor was like, wow, that was the longest intro you guys have ever done in your life.
I was prepared to say, I hate to interrupt, but it seemed like 3.5 minutes was long enough.
Well, that's exactly what my doctor is going to say.
Yeah.
That was a pretty long intro.
But hey.
Anyways, I am going to be
going
okay. I'm
going
to be okay.
With your picks?
Physically.
Oh.
Why you gotta go with the big? Look, you Jedi mind tricked me with El Juego Grande Estupendo de la Semana. So let's talk about that.
I think we need to get one thing out of the way.
I am the smartest man alive!
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Just need to get that out of the way.
You know what? I'm a little upset at that one because had I made a different change, you would have changed that pick to Dallas.
Yeah,
you
I would have.
Certain the day before the game.
I was confident that Dallas would show up. Yes, I was, Steven. And lo and behold.
So I'm angry about that.
They didn't show up.
Then New England, Pittsburgh. I thought I had Pittsburgh in that game.
What? You didn't listen to the show, clearly.
Clearly. And then I started realizing, oh my God, he Jedi mind tricked me.
Those are not the droids you're looking for, Steven.
Exactly. And so I'm angry at that one. I do take comfort in knowing that Christian Ponder and Adrian Peterson did exactly what I said they were going to do. That was a great game.
Occasionally
and
things go just like you say they
and
will.
Then it took Olindo Mare
Oh, Mare, you suck. Con Suare. No, come on.
I saw his name written like this. Olin.
Seriously, dude, wide left from 28 yards?
Yeah, that was a chippy.
Steven, I had bad feelings the second
about the kick.
The second Cam went off the field.
Yeah.
I'm like, no. Just go.
Yes.
Keep going. Let Cam do this. Well, first of all, Steven, I also lost the potential of $100 on that.
How?
You, next week in Vegas,
he didn't run for a touchdown. Oh, my.
That's how
you know
I saw
what,
it ending.
Jeffrey?
What?
And it was, they had first and goal from the one.
I know.
And they didn't try to run him.
I know.
Wow.
Cam Newton played an NFL quarterback and hacked me off.
Yeah. Ow.
Steven, that I was already gambling with that money. I was sitting at the table playing.
So do I get anything in return?
No, that was a one-sided bet because it was so stupid, Steven.
How in the world does that go one-sided bet?
A four-week
didn't I give you like 10 to 1 odds maybe so I at least get 10 bucks?
No. And no, you're not the guy who bought the lottery ticket that I won with. You don't get a part of it necessarily.
No, I'm not saying that.
Steven, the record was 4 weeks. Four consecutive weeks that a quarterback rushes for a touchdown.
And throws a touchdown pass.
And at week five, I said, he does this through week nine.
Yes.
You're like, there's no way. I said, yes way. I've seen this kid, and he is special, and he's going to do it.
Okay, get to the part where I said I'd give you $100, but get nothing in return.
You said I'll give you $100 if he does that.
I don't believe it. This is going to be one of those shows.
Oh, really?
Episodes the
whole time. Uh-oh, episodes the whole time.
Oh, God. I don't even know how that would be possible. But let's get to some NFL news. You know what, Jeffrey? There really isn't, unless we want to bash Tebow. We don't really want to do that, do we?
No.
Yeah, we do. All right.
Yes, we do. I mean,
no.
No, we don't. Indecisive.
There is a laundry list of MRI Monday.
Yeah, MRI Monday
We won't go through that. Go to 5 Minute Football Fix to catch that.
Look. There's Rex Ryan just throwing himself under the bus saying, or Rob Ryan, I should say, throwing himself under the bus. Saying,
good. He should throw himself under a bus.
He
should have
thrown
bus.
Himself under the bus before the team left the airport.
Double decker bus.
An English bus.
He didn't even make any changes
full of fat
or anything.
People.
that's God. What about the Jaguars saying that the Houston Texans were taking cheap shots at them? Is this becoming a trend? Like, you lose a game, you're like, that team had the cheap shots.
Well, then there's the trend of, I beat you, and so I get to talk crap about you.
Like the Lions saying
Tim Tebow was a joke. And then the 49ers last week saying whomever it is that they beat was a joke, and they weren't even trying. And it was just, I don't know, who would they beat the week
before?
Well,
that was several weeks ago. That was against the Eagles.
But again, they weren't even trying. Yeah. And look, just because you win or lost, shut your pie hole. It makes those in the media very happy when you spout out your mouth. However, it doesn't make you a good sport.
We do have
liking.
A little piece of news. The Chicago Bears home game against the Detroit Lions in Week 10
Flexed?
Has been moved to 4:15 p.m. Eastern time.
Wait. So the Bears, it was
originally scheduled for 1 p.m. They're moving it to an afternoon game so that it can get prime.
So what teams?
Bears Lions. Yes.
Okay. No, that's a good game.
There will be a good game.
And so, but that didn't get flexed into prime time.
No. Week 10 is the first week that they can do flex scheduling, and I think
that's where NBC grabs the game.
Right. And Week 10, they already have Patriots Jets, so their Sunday Night Football is staying
with
that.
They're okay with that.
So Bears Lions is moving to the afternoon so that they have a good afternoon game to show.
There you go.
Yes.
That's the reason why.
Wow, this is going to be a very interesting season. Well, you know what? I'm just looking at standings everywhere.
Oh, the standings are ridiculous.
And it's close.
Bring us up to
close
speed
divisions.
Here.
Well, let's just look at the AFC East. We have Bills and Patriots at 5-2, and one game behind them is the Jets at 4-3. That's really close. The North, Steelers at 6-2, and the Bengals and Ravens at 5-2.
Okay,
that's really close. Then you have the AFC South. And there's only really two teams there. The Houston Texans at 5-3 and Tennessee Titans at 4-3. They're going to duke it out. Jacksonville and Indianapolis, they're done. Then you have the West. You have the Chargers and the Raiders with four wins each. Kansas City Chiefs at 3-3. Chiefs win tonight?
Yeah, no, I know.
They're right there at the top of the division.
I said that 2 weeks ago, last week, in my powerful rankings.
Okay, so that's
just... You guys are back in this.
That's just the AFC. In the NFC East, you got the Giants leading at 5-2. Then everybody else is at 3-4, two games back.
Yep.
In the NFC North, you have the Packers at 7-0. The Lions chasing them at 6-2. The Bears are still in it at 4-3. And then the Vikings. Well, they're the Vikings.
Right.
In the South, very close division. Saints at 5-3. And the Bucks and the Falcons right there at 4-3 chasing them.
Who's leading as far as points scored?
Overall?
Well, I don't. Whatever. Whoever's got second. Who's got second?
Second in where?
In that division, in the NFC South.
Well, Tampa Bay and Atlanta are tied at 4-3.
I know, but somebody's atop the other.
Well, that Tampa Bay would be. Tampa Bay, based on the tiebreaker, okay, that they beat it. Atlanta.
Got it.
And then in the West, you have the Niners who are running away with it. That is the only division where there is no competition.
And who would have seen this coming? Who possibly could have seen this coming? I like on Facebook today that one of the listeners just posted a question of, what is it that happened to Alex Smith? Is Jim Harbaugh that good a coach? Or is Alex Smith finally become a good quarterback? Is he the future there?
Maybe something in the middle.
Yeah, we honestly don't know. However, the fact of the matter is, I paid a lot of attention to the 49ers game yesterday, and he looked so poised and comfortable in that game, just hitting the open man, and Frank Gore just doing what he does, going up the middle, and their defense is fantastic.
So, literally, it is going to be historic and catastrophic collapse if San Francisco doesn't win that game.
Oh, hell yes. That's in the inconceivable realm.
Inconceivable.
It does.
Jeffrey, so in the net points department in that division, the San Francisco 49ers are plus 80. Everyone else in that division is in the negative in net points.
What that means is that the points you score and the points
versus
scored against you,
yes,
they tally those, and you're generally around zero. If you're a middle of the road team,
right.
If you're a bad team, you're on a negative frequently,
side.
And if you're a good team, you're on the positive.
Seattle minus 53, Arizona minus 43, St. Louis minus 105. Yet St. Louis won a game, and we'll get to that.
Yeah, sure did.
But let's start with El Juego Grande Estupendo de la Semana.
The New England Patriots go into Pittsburgh, PA.
You Jedi mind tricked me, man.
I did, bro. I don't know how you got this feeling. I honestly, Steven,
I
was
had
just...
the Steelers. I had them marked on my sheet. I had the Steelers.
So how does you go with the Patriots then?
I don't know.
I gave you the litany of stats, maybe. I did give you the litany of stats, you know, that basically New England had owned Pittsburgh recently.
You did.
And that they hadn't stood a chance against them. And maybe that was what swayed you. I don't know, Steven, but I honestly was just taking a flyer on Pittsburgh. Uh-huh. I was not.
So you closed your eyes and threw a dart. And it hit the bullseye.
No, it was just like, you know what? I think I went to my sheet, actually, and that was from the beginning of the season. And I said, no, this is one of the – because I remember you said something effect at the beginning of the season. There's no way that New England is a 15-1 team. And I said, I agree with you. I agree with you, and I think that they lose more than one game, and then they lose another game. I looked at the schedule, and New England has a very favorable schedule.
They do.
And so I'm like, this is one of those games that they lose. This is the only other. They can't lose too many other games. They're too easy.
Yeah.
And Pittsburgh, you go into Pittsburgh, that's a hostile environment. And the Towels were terrible, and they were out in force.
Well, the Steelers improved to 6-2, while the New England Patriots fall to 5-2.
Big, big win for Pittsburgh.
You know what? Steelers, you can't make them a home dog. When they are home dogs, they come out and bite people. And in my defense, there should have been a penalty on Troy Polamalu at the end of the game.
There should have been, but it was
smacking the ball
out. But you can't deny how clever it was,
Steven. It was a great play, but think about it. It's a penalty.
Right,
it's unsportsmanlike conduct. You get 15 yards. Now Tom Brady has a chance to throw it in the end zone.
Well, how about Tom Brady's 4 minutes, 11 seconds left touchdown that they didn't have time to review because they were running a hurry up. Belichick,
why
you know better
Belichick
to throw a flag.
Throw
a flag. And take. You don't know, so take a look. It cost
worst,
them two
Jeff,
minutes.
At worst, it's like you called a timeout.
Yes.
Because at the very end, it's going to stop the clock.
Yes, and you can still talk.
Exactly.
But instead, you go from 4 minutes, 11 seconds left with just scoring a touchdown.
To
that
just
you don't know
over
if you did,
2 minutes.
To just barely over. You 2 minutes and 30 seconds, I think,
yeah,
left. Is how it took
like
you
that,
nearly
yeah.
2 minutes to get that touchdown in that you already had.
Yeah.
But you didn't know that because you didn't throw the flag. And you really needed
sometimes,
that time.
Because sometimes the genius out-geniuses himself.
He does. And Brady, you going to tell me that Tom Brady with 40 seconds left on the clock wouldn't have been better with 2 minutes 40 seconds left on
yeah.
the clock to
yeah.
drive the field? I think he does it, frankly.
Yeah.
I really do. But as a result, Pittsburgh...
We'll never know.
We will never
the
know.
The Steelers are now in control in their division.
They
Jeff.
Are, and that's where
and
they're accustomed to be.
And that sets up Steelers Ravens Sunday Night Football next week.
You should always get excited about Steelers Ravens, but I'm not this season.
Really?
The Ravens have taken a significant step backwards, and the Steelers are the same.
Do you remember Week 1?
I do remember
the
Week
1. 35-7 pounding the Ravens put on the Steelers?
Do you know how piss poor that the Ravens have played since then
yeah,
on offense?
Yeah, they've been pretty bad.
Their passing game has just disappeared. I don't know what's going on. I mean, yeah, Anquan Boldin was terrific and caught, I don't know, 5-6 passes that were great pass and finally
yeah.
see him get integrated into the offense. We're talking about the wrong game.
Yeah,
however,
but
we're looking ahead.
But Pittsburgh at home next week is going to be good. That's going to be a great game. The Patriots have to have a little concern, though. There needs to be a little concern in New England. Because you got the Jets and the Bills chasing you, and those aren't bad teams.
No, they're not bad teams, but you're better. And the fact is,
are
everyone,
they better defensively?
Yes, Steven. And people are continuing to say that this is an old team, and they feed off that. As long as they keep getting disrespected at all, which they will, they're going to be the little quiet team that goes in. And who
I
knows,
hate
Steven?
That you get this game, and I didn't get it.
I'm sorry, love. I went a lovely 9-2 yesterday, and one of those, of course, being the Rams beating the Steelers,
yeah,
which nobody
beating
saw.
Beating the Saints,
beating the Saints. If you saw that
you
one,
you missed two games.
Yeah,
overall,
that was it,
and I missed three.
Yeah,
that's horrible. So the best I could do is 10-3.
And you know what, Steven? That's unfortunately average for the week.
Yeah, that's not good.
This was a week that you needed to get almost all of them right just to pick up any ground.
All right, the games of the week.
Now, Steven, I know you don't want to talk about
this game. I am the smartest
man
alive!
Thank you for that last little shout-out. Appreciate that.
Yeah. What?
Why'd you play that there?
I didn't play it.
Yes, you did. It's not in my cart.
Well, you're not supposed to tell people that.
Oh, I'm supposed to gloat and have no idea why I'm gloating? Oh, good for me. Yay, me.
The Cowboys lost 34-7.
Good for me. Yay, me.
We're moving on. Cleveland and
San Francisco. Okay. Yeah, you thought that would work?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't miss talking about a game.
Idiot.
That's right. We're going to talk about this game, and that freaking idiot would be Rob Ryan.
Yeah, it would. Look, you can't.
Dude.
Okay.
You call that defense playing off coverage all night?
Yeah, the deal is he came in with a plan to take away the wide receivers, and it worked. The problem is the Eagles adjusted.
They have a whole team.
And then he didn't adjust his defense.
He stayed with the same plan the whole time.
That was a little disheartening.
And Michael Vick looked fantastic. His arm was so sharp, and he was just zinging it in there
because
he had time.
You get no pressure on Vick.
He will carve you alive because he has a very accurate and very strong arm, can make all the throws, and if you don't put any pressure on him, guess what? How is he going to turn it over on his own?
My only concern with the Cowboys' defense is when you're blitzing, okay. You normally don't want your corners to be 10 yards off the wide receiver.
Yeah, that pretty much gives you a first down for the other team.
And every time I saw a blitz come, as a matter of fact, the first touchdown to Macklin was a blitz.
Yeah.
And they were
going
to get to Vic.
When you
but
see,
you know what? Macklin turned 1 yard, literally.
Yes.
He went 1 yard. He turned around. Vic got him. And before Jenkins could get to him, old Big Peters comes and runs him right out of the way and easy touchdown.
When you see that there's a blitz coming and you are one of the wide receivers or the running back and you do not have a blocking duty on the play – all you do is turn around. Because guess what? When there's a blitz coming, there's no one defending you.
The Philadelphia Eagles had a, and once again, 13-0 now, coming out of a bye. They obviously said, we're going to come in with a game plan of stuff that we've just not shown before.
Yeah.
And that's what they did to the Cowboys. You are preparing for something that you've seen. We're going to give you stuff you've not ever seen.
And what is Andy Reid's claim to fame? He's amazing at his team ready off of a bye. He's the best.
So there you go.
There's never been anyone better, and they did it.
And, you know, the Cowboys now need to. They're 3-4. The Eagles are 3-4. Cowboys 3-4. Redskins are 3-4. They're two games back of the Giants. Mm-hmm. Who, thanks, Dolphins. You could have helped everybody in the division, but instead.
Hey, you think those Dolphins fans wanted to lose? Please.
I know. Please. I wonder how Chaz is today. Hey, Chaz, thanks a lot for supporting that mediocre, not even mediocre. What's worse than mediocre?
Piss poor.
There you go, that team. All right.
Yeah, don't make us feel badly that your team sucks.
She's not very happy with us right now.
Look, I'm not big for piling on.
She called you out, though, on Facebook.
What'd she say? I don't remember.
I don't know. Something.
Well, because I basically, what did I post about the Dolphins? I was being mean.
Oh, that's right. You were being mean about the Dolphins.
Somebody said something about them being the LA Dolphins, and I'm like, we don't want them. Trust me, we don't want them. But yeah. I don't remember what was said.
Oh, you posted Dolphins score.
Oh, yes.
Dolphins score.
I got the happy thread going.
Yes, you did.
And then they scored again.
And it looked like for a while they were going to win. Yeah.
And they were leading comfortably at the half, and the Giants were looking horrible. And every single pass that Eli Manning would throw was getting dropped, and it was hitting guys in the hands. His wide receiving core, Steven, has got to be one of the worst in football. Just because Victor Cruz is some top five fantasy player doesn't mean he doesn't drop an awful lot of passes.
But he's Victor Cruz, and he helped me with his 16 points.
See what I mean?
Weekend.
But you know how many could have gotten for you if
probably
he had caught
a lot more.
30? Yeah. If he just catch half the balls he drops? These aren't hard balls to catch. Speaking
well,
of hard balls.
We're still on Dallas, Philadelphia.
I know.
So.
Andy Reid is now 13.
Here. Look, I am playing it again for you, so get ready to be happy.
Here we go.
I am the smartest man alive!
Squeak!
All right, we're
going to
move on. An unprecedented four-game lead in
that's
the challenge
right.
game.
That's right, BS.
This has never happened,
that's right.
Jeff.
That's right.
Do you feel a little nervous? Is a little pressure coming that this will be like a historic collapse?
If you mean pressure as in the gastrointestinal level, no.
This would be. If you don't win the challenge game this season, Jeff, it would be like the Boston Red Sox giving up their 9.5-game lead with 3 weeks to play. That's how historic a collapse it would be. It would be like the Atlanta Braves giving up their 10-game lead with 4 weeks to play.
You can't make oranges be peaches. It's exactly what it is, and it doesn't change, and it will never change.
Am I comparing oranges to peaches?
You keep talking about baseball.
Well, no. I mean, those were some historic collapses this year, weren't they?
Yes.
And this collapse.
So was Dallas' collapse of...
Hey, what? There was no Dallas collapse.
Sure there was against the Jets.
Oh, this week, that
you're
one?
You're talking about historic collapses.
That wasn't historic. There have been bigger leads blown in the NFL.
By teams that played Buffalo and the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, you've got Buffalo and Houston. Now remember that game?
Yes, I do.
35-3 Houston over Buffalo, and they wound up losing that game. Anyways, Jeff, you got a four-game lead.
Yeah, for unprecedented. For no one in the history of this silly contest
has ever had a
four-game lead.
Do you think you can hold on to it?
And, nope. And no.
Yeah, it's game on now.
It's scary game time on because Steven's going to step up his game.
Yeah,
and you're going to start making picks that are just really strong. And see, the thing is, as long as I keep doing my job, which is. This has been the most difficult season of picking winners that I've ever come across, and I think it's just we're talking about the parity in the league coming back into play, and that truly on any given Sunday any team can beat another team,
evidenced
this week with the Rams. Feely led Rams to boot. It's not even the Sam Bradford Rams.
AJ Feely led Rams.
See, I
say that to yourself again, real quickly.
AJ Feely led Rams.
Wow.
Seriously. It was just, it's very, very strange. And then, to lose just about every fantasy game this week because I had Drew Brees or Tony Romo, you know, it was like, really, 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 really? I mean, those guys might have been on a bye. I had my Brady to Welker team. And that didn't do real well this week.
Yeah.
It was like, God, it was just, it was horrible. But the point is this lead in the challenge game that's unprecedented. Steven, you're going to redouble your efforts because you always do whenever your back's against the wall.
Yes.
Which is the whole reason that I took the Eagles, because I took your sage advice. I believe the Cowboys were a better team.
Yeah, yeah.
But the team that wants it most, that needs it most, it's most desperate, and they're at home and they're coming off a bye. Give me a break. Of course they're going
to
win.
They could not afford to.
No, they could ill afford to win, or as we like to play around with, they could nigh afford to lose that game.
They could nigh afford. And yes, people, we know that nigh means near.
Ill afford. We know that. We're not that dumb. We're kind of that dumb.
We like to. You know what? As a matter of fact, today on this show, we are officially changing the word nigh to mean not. And there. And that's it. And it's done. You can't do anything about it.
Nigh. I knew I could push him to the bad place with that one.
That's a good one. Nigh.
Go Borat. Cleveland and San Francisco.
Nigh blue. All right. Anyways, the Cleveland Browns at 3-3, traveling to San Francisco, 5-1, 49ers.
Nothing could be finer than to be a 49er.
You know what got me with this game a little bit with the 49ers? What? They took a big lead, 17-3. Looks like they were going to blow out Cleveland. And then all of a sudden,
stopped scoring.
They kind of eased off a little bit. They didn't go for the jugular, and I'm a go for the jugular guy. Go for the jugular. And knock them out and put 50 up on them, and then at the end of the game say, that's who we are.
Most good teams, not great teams, most good teams seem to back off a little bit, and the scoring tends to fall to a lull, which is why, Steven, this season we've seen it more than most. This gives other teams an opportunity to get back in the game.
Yes.
Now, Cleveland was not a good enough team to really get back into the game. However, they didn't just blow them out of the water because they're not a great elite team. Steven, I am not going to post my power rankings until 11:59 tonight because I don't know. I can't figure out. Honestly, they should move up to number two.
Yes.
Because of the teams ahead of them that lost this week.
Yes.
They should move up to number two. And this is not the second best team in the NFL.
They may be.
My power rankings are proud, and they're not tested because I've never done this before. So I'm making this up as I go along.
But
However, I'm sincere about my power rankings.
They're 6-1 now.
Yeah.
Every week we keep saying, well, let's see how they do this week against so-and-so.
Yeah.
Let's see how they do this week against
so-and-so.
Against
the Browns. Come on. You can't beat the Browns at home.
I beat them by 10. That was the line. They covered the spread. They did what they were supposed to.
The line was, let's see, San Francisco 10. They did not cover the spread.
Okay, well, they matched it. It's a push.
They matched.
It's a push.
They did not do better than they should have.
They didn't lose, but they did exactly. No, according to Vegas, they did exactly what they should have.
And the over-under was 44.5. And do you think how many of that was supposed to be the 49ers scoring points? Because they only scored 30 in the game. So I think most of that was supposed to be on the 49ers, and they didn't. So they did back off, just as you said, Steven, and they stopped. And Frank Gore, over 125 yards again.
What is that, his fourth straight 100-yard rushing?
Yes, it is his fourth straight game, and he passed Jerry Rice. And the next guy on the list played before you and I were born. Who? Played in the 50s. I can't even tell you his name.
Roger Craig.
Sorry. Yes. He passed Roger Craig yesterday for number two. This guy,
on the
honestly,
list for the 49ers,
yes,
most rushing yards.
Yes, the guy is
that's
from
awesome.
the '50s.
Yeah,
I'd never even heard of him, and of course you would hear of him if you're a 49ers guy, maybe, because his name is up there on the list. But what I loved about this game, Steven,
Frank Gore.
I'm a big Joe Staley fan. Enjoyed Joe in training camp last summer, and to see him go eligible and to see big number 74, I think his number is. Turn around, catch a very nice ball, and then rumble for 15 yards. Big man with football was in rare form. And then they one-upped it because it was after Staley, they got somebody else involved in the game. Who was it later on in the game that got a ball? One of the guards declared eligible.
Really?
Yeah, Steve, it was really fun. I was watching this game real closely.
Were they just toying
They're
with
goofing.
Cleveland?
They were goofing. And they also, to me, this is an indication, Steven, that they don't think that they have a lights-out wide receiving core. Now, yeah.
Although Braylon Edwards, welcome back.
Braylon Edwards looked good. Michael Crabtree looked good.
Yeah.
But, and Vernon Davis, of course, is always Vernon Davis. But they didn't look – they looked like they wanted to be a poor man's version of the New Orleans Saints and have nine guys that you throw to. So, well, here's Joe Staley. He catches okay.
Okay.
And here's our guard. He catches okay. Let's make him eligible. And the fact that these guys got big completions is pretty dang funny. Enjoyed this game a lot. Feel badly for Colt McCoy. He's not looking good, Steven.
You know what? Message boards are weird.
Okay.
I'm just looking at the thing from NFL.com where it's got the it's called the Game Center, and you can leave messages and stuff, and you see the score and all the drive charts and everything. And the first message I see is, Niners suck. They're 6-1, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know who you support, but unless you support the Green Bay Packers,
I guess he's a Rams
there's
fan.
Not a team that has a better record than the Niners right
exactly,
now.
Exactly, which is why they're supposed to be number two on my powerful rankings, and they won't be. I don't know what I'm going to do with it.
Just do it.
Steven,
bite the bullet.
It will take everything in me to move them into the top five.
Well, they're in your top five already, right? They're four.
I don't remember from last week.
I think you made them four.
I was working on it last. See, I'm not comfortable with that, Steven. And now everybody, they are four, and everybody ahead of them lost, except for the Green Bay Packers who were on a bye.
On a bye. Yeah.
And I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Really? Come on.
You're going to have to start showing them a little love.
I don't want to show a team love that, to me, doesn't deserve it. They're a good
what
team.
What do they have to do? They beat the Eagles. They beat the Lions.
They could have beaten the Cowboys.
Both of those on the road. They should have beaten the Cowboys.
They should be undefeated.
They
should be undefeated. And if they were undefeated, I'd feel the same way about them, Steven.
Okay. All right.
I would just be like, maybe I'm too close to the team, okay?
I'm not sure. And here's the question that I'll give you about the 49ers, because I keep asking. What do they need to do for you to get away from that feeling? They're 6-1. And if we keep saying you are what your record says you are, at this late in the game, you're 6-1.
Okay, if you beat the Pittsburgh Steelers on the road, the Baltimore Ravens on the road, the New England Patriots on the road, the Buffalo Bills on the road.
But that's not their schedule.
The Green Bay Packers on the road.
Okay,
the New Orleans
here,
Saints
let me tell
on the
you
road.
Who, okay, this week they go on the road and play Washington.
That's a laugh.
All right? The next week they got the Giants. Will you give them some
Where?
Love?
If
they
be, in
San Francisco. No, in San Francisco.
See, this is the thing. You should win your home games.
Week 12, they go to Baltimore. They beat the Ravens. Will you give them some love?
Hell yes.
Okay, then week 15, Pittsburgh. They got Pittsburgh Steelers. They beat the Steelers. You give them some love?
In San Francisco?
In San Francisco.
We got to be there. That game's going to be epic. There.
That is going to be a good game. Sunday Night Football, ESPN.
See?
Steelers at Niners.
We did Sunday Night Football. That was a tough game.
It's brutal, man.
Dude, we didn't get home till we did TV on the way home. It was bad.
But just so you know, they've got some
games. They have some tough teams on the schedule. Good.
Okay, wait. Let's scratch that. Giants, Baltimore, Pittsburgh. That's it.
Yeah.
Those are their three. Those
and
are
they
their
already
three,
have enough wins to win
those
this
are
division.
Their three games. I mean, those are their three tough games. They got Washington. They got Arizona. They got the Rams. They got Seattle.
But, Steven, they already have enough wins to win the division. They have six.
Six is going to win the division.
I'll be damned if there's going to be one of these three teams that's going to win six games. I would be surprised if these three teams combine, and I'm touching the Seahawks, Cardinals, and Rams helmets. If they combine for six wins.
Well, they have four wins between them now.
Yeah, now. They got to win two more somehow in their remaining 16 games. Or
the Niners, I'm serious. People thought I would. There was specifically one individual in Vegas in London at the Sport Cafe.
Yeah.
Who called me crazy when I said the Niners would be 12-4, 13-3.
Well, we went through the schedule. I remember going through the schedule with you.
Yeah,
this could actually happen. It's frightening.
Maybe
12-4.
They could be 13-3.
And their fans are going to go bananas, and then they're going to become true believers, and then they're going to just start going crazy. And then next year, when they get a first place schedule,
yeah, it's
going
to be tough.
It's going to be rough.
But check this out: if they wind up with 12-4, 13-3 record, mm-hmm. they get the number two seed,
right?
Which means they don't have to face Green Bay until the very end.
Exactly.
And somebody else might beat Green Bay. And then they get to host the championship game.
Yeah.
San Francisco, man. I hope if you had a chance, you put some money 80-1 on the Niners to win the Super Bowl. That's it. Actually, all they right. were a little more than that.
San Diego Chargers at Kansas City. We can't talk about.
We can't, because that's.
But we can prophetically say, good luck, Kansas City.
All right, we'll take you to some must-see game.
Washington at Buffalo
and
was supposed to be close.
We apologize for these two must-see games.
They sucked.
Washington, what? Okay. Now, I just want to go back to after week two when the Redskins were 2-0 and everybody was singing their praises and everybody was loving on the Redskins.
Redskins are all that, the bag of chips.
And I try to say,
I love them.
Hold on with the Washington Redskins.
What's funny is, you know, so you got Ed, who's a diehard Redskins,
right.
bleeds Redskins, maroon, crimson, whatever color they call it. And he's saying, slow your roll, people.
Yes,
when the true fans are saying, slow down, people, don't annoy
you
us yet,
to, you, need to
you
slow,
should listen
yeah,
to them.
You should. And so then they lost to the Cowboys, and then they sneaked a win over the Rams, barely. I think it was like 17-13 or 17-10, okay. something like that. And then obviously they've lost their last several.
Mike Shanahan loses. No, Nye did not lose. Gets shut out for the first time in his coaching career.
How do you get shut out?
How do you never get shut out, Steven?
How do you get shut out to a team, Jeffrey? They're not even playing at home.
Yeah.
They're in another country.
They're another country. It's Canada, Steven.
Okay, but is it not another
the
country?
The essence of Canada
last,
is that they're not America,
hold on one
so
second.
I'll give you that.
Rewind. Last I checked,
geography
United
class
States,
in fifth grade.
Canada, it's a different country.
Yeah.
They're in another country.
Now, again, Canadian identity is that we're not America. So I agree with you that right. that it's another country, but they just don't know what they are. They're just not America. You can't have a negative identity.
Oh, man. And Washington couldn't even kick a field goal.
No.
They couldn't even score 3 points.
You know, and that these folks in the Rogers Center, everything I've heard, I've been to the Rogers Center, never for an NFL game because
right.
there hasn't been that many of them. But everyone says it's like a businessman special. And where the business people go and take their friends and entertain them and things, and it's not as passionate as it is at the Ralph. Where the fans are crazy
right,
in Buffalo.
They're for the game, for right. the game instead of, you know, conducting business meetings.
I didn't see anything that told me that the Bills gave a damn where they were playing.
They just came out
balling.
Yeah, it was the Bills are now 5-2.
Ryan Fitzpatrick said, thank you for the money. Unlike Chris Johnson, I'm going to keep playing really hard and really well.
Do you think if we had, like, a time machine, I could go back 8 weeks and And when I go back in time, I could just wager a whole heck of a lot of money that after week 8, the Bills and the Cincinnati Bengals would be 5-2 each.
That'd be awesome.
I mean, they're both 5-2. Who in their right mind would have thought that at the beginning of the year?
Yeah. If I went back 8 weeks, I think I could make more money saying that there would be snowfall before Halloween in New York City.
New York City.
You know the last time that happened, Steven? I don't think I told you this little fact, because I'm full of factoids that are meaningless.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Civil War.
Wow, that's a long time.
We're celebrating
probably,
the 150-year anniversary.
I probably would have made a lot more money had I just said the Indianapolis Colts are going to be 0-8 after the first 8 games.
8 weeks ago, though, I don't know if people might have said, sure, without Peyton Manning. I said they're going to struggle to win
a game.
I said that. And this week, you know, I had them as the best of the unbeatens, and then the dang Rams go and win. Thanks. Proving
but you
me
have
wrong.
The Dolphins at 32. I don't think the Dolphins
they're
are
not moving.
Yeah.
Why do I just see poor Charlie's face when you say that?
Because she's emotional.
She's a woman.
Hey, Charlie, Jeff said that. I did not, okay?
Charlie, the fact that I acknowledge that you're a woman, I know makes you smile. And the fact that Steven wants me to not know that means you should actually be annoyed with Steven.
Why with me? It's the way you said it. She's a woman.
No, like, I didn't say it cavalierly like that, like Jerry Seinfeld. She's a woman.
That's exactly what it is.
She's female. She's
your...
going to... Look, women
so
are wired
she's
for
female,
emotion.
Women she's are, emotional.
She's going to feel it harder than most men.
Nice.
Yes.
All right.
And men will tend to get angrier and shoot things.
I see.
That's the way we are wired and want to have right. sex with more things. Yes, women have a sex drive. I'm not saying they don't.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't start with me.
Where did we get to the sexuality?
You just gender differences.
I see.
Men are more visually aroused.
Maybe it's Pete Carroll's hormones.
Maybe it is, because what was his statement that was so strange?
We'll talk about that when we get to the
Seattle game. Because it was very strange.
It was a very strange.
And it's a nap game, probably. So
it is not a nap game.
So it might get talked about.
Just a little. Just a little.
Just a wee bit.
But he was blaming his hormones. That's really weird.
I don't know what that means.
I don't.
Washington, Buffalo. Washington, I said you're an 8-8 team. I don't know if you're an 8-8 team. But I said this whole division, very balanced, the NFC East. No one is super strong. And this division is truly up for grabs right now.
But 23-0, dude. That, I mean.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. And, you know, John Beck, do we say,
hey, and finally Scott Chandler appears again for the Buffalo Bills. He had two touchdowns.
The second you pull him out of your fantasy roster.
Exactly. That's what happened to me.
Thank you.
Dude, I finally said, you know what, dude? I hung with you for a long time.
Dude puts up 3 weeks straight double digits.
Yeah.
And then he just disappears for two weeks.
He does.
And so you put him on the bench, and then he's
And then
he's
like, yeah. And then he goes off on you. But you got to start believing Fred Jackson and what this kid is doing. He had over 190 yards total offense just by himself.
And Fitzpatrick just looks so poised.
Well, he got a big, fat contract. But now, this is a memo to Chris Johnson. Usually when you get a big fat contract, this is how you perform on the field.
Show me the money.
They showed him the money, and he performed admirably.
Ah, that's how
Chris
it works.
Johnson got shown the money and, well.
Yeah, disappeared.
He is yet to
disappeared. It's supposed to rain on Friday, Steven.
Great. That's just what I need. 23-0, the Washington Redskins fall the 3-4 while Buffalo improves. To 5-2.
They're good. They're for real.
Jacksonville travels to Houston, and they are the ones. They take cheap shots.
They do.
They take cheap shots.
They're taking from the Detroit Lions school of just whining and bitching and moaning.
24-14, the final there. The Houston Texans in back-to-back games are doing it without Andre Johnson. Are doing it on defense without Mario Williams. Matt Schaub starting to look like Matt Schaub
again.
He's
finding Owen Daniels.
Running for a touchdown pass. Throwing for a touchdown pass.
Kevin Walter's catching balls.
Throwing for 225
yards. Aaron Foster's catching balls.
Aaron Foster has all of a sudden said, you know what? To all those people who were making fun of me, Jeff Ellis, look at me now!
What do you think of me now?
Look at me now! 112 yards rushing and touchdown. It's, you know what? I feel sorry for the Oompa Loompa. I really do.
Every week in my powerful rankings, I just want to write something like, poor MJD, sorry MJD, maybe next year MJD.
Maybe not even next year.
Maybe him and Larry Fitzgerald can start a new team. They'll be the base for the LA franchise.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that.
Larry Fitzgerald and Oompa Loompa.
But anyways, the Houston Texans just looked like, you know what? They had two games. Last week they blew away Tennessee Titans. Right. This week they had Jacksonville. And it was like, here's our chance to distance ourselves in this division.
Yes.
This is my division. Steven Miranda said this is our division. He said we are going to the playoffs.
That's right.
He guaranteed it.
That's right.
We got to go out and grab it now.
That's right.
And back-to-back weeks, they've done that. Even though they are injured and they're depleted, they've gone out. They've played solid football. It wasn't fantastic and flashy.
No.
But they got the job done, and they won 24-14.
And again, divisional rival. That makes it that much more significant.
Absolutely.
Usually a close game, and this year it wasn't. So that brings us to the games of impotence.
Importance. Detroit at Denver. Now, this was a game of importance because the Lions were coming off a two-game losing streak.
And everyone said, we just saw on skysports.com/NFL, you can see our piece that we did on TV on Friday.
That's right. So you can see how I said the Lions would destroy them team. Literally, those were the words.
But we also said that they're turning a little...
Yes,
they're coming off a couple of kitty cat games.
Yes, we did go with the row again.
And they've lost their roar, and they reestablished the roar.
They did in a fierce way, getting after Tim Tebow, making him fumble three times, returning one of those fumbles for a touchdown, picking him off for a pick six. And seriously, Tebow went from Tebow to T-Bad. Wow.
Denver is 2-5 and will be very hard-pressed to win another game, and that's unfortunate. They sit there in the cellar of the AFC West. Sorry.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, but
you're a Tim Tebow guy. You're a Tim Tebow supporter. I'm just saying theoretically.
Yes. I like him.
Let's play the hypothetical.
Okay, sure.
Although you did grill me pretty hard the last podcast, so but that's okay.
I want.
Let me hypothetical you. Okay, let me hypothetical
don't be
you.
Mean. Jeez.
I wasn't being mean. I'm not hypothetical you. Okay, so you're a Tim Tebow supporter. You spent $10,000 on a bid board to say start Tim Tebow.
Mm-hmm.
You got his jersey. You go out in the middle of the woods and have your family member take a picture of you when you're doing the Tim Tebow pose or mm-hmm. whatever it is they call it, the children call it these days.
Tebowing,
yes. And you love the guy. But he goes out against the Lions at home. You're there watching the game. You've got your season tickets. And he performs like this.
At least the NBA's right there.
No, the NBA's on strike.
Oh, crap.
No, but how do you feel? Do you keep on supporting him?
Yeah.
Do you say, let me see how he does in the next couple of games?
Well, okay. If I'm really that guy, Steven, that you've portended me to be.
Yes.
Okay, I will go along with that and say, come on. You're seriously going to judge him after his first start at home that he's ever had in his career? That you're going to you're basically saying, you're done. Because I've seen enough after one start in the NFL to say that you're not that guy. I mean, I've got two starts under my belt, one on the road, which I won, thank you very much. Another one at home where I struggled, I admit that. You know, there's some plays I didn't make and things, some plays I left on the field. But damn, aren't you going to let me develop as an NFL quarterback? What is this? Is this turned into some television show that gets two episodes and then you yank it off the network? What happened to actually standing by a guy that you drafted highly, paid a lot of money to, give him a chance to develop?
You see there, young man?
How'd I do?
You did pretty good.
Did I sound passionate? Like I actually care?
You did.
Because I don't care.
But hold on a second, young man.
Yeah.
We didn't draft him.
Yeah.
That was the regime.
That was the old regime.
That was the regime before
that
us.
That was a dumb, young regime.
Okay, that gave up way too much. Trust me, I'm already behind the eight ball because they gave up too
I'm
much.
I'm making
to go get
payments
T-ball.
On that bad mistake. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay, so there you go. Let's clear that up first right there. I didn't make that mistake. Somebody else did. Now I'm living with it, and I've given you what you wanted. You've seen it on the field now twice.
You demanded it. I delivered it.
And even though, as you say, yes, he did win on the road.
It was horrible. Everybody knows that.
I could
and it
probably
was the
take Stanford's football team on the road, and they would probably beat the Miami Dolphins.
And that's not true. But exaggerating.
I don't know. Gosh. I would pay to see that game, actually. Literally, I would pay my own dollars.
Did they play at the farm, or did they play in Miami? If they played at the farm, I would take
them.
We
would go up there.
Well, not only would we go up there, but I actually think they have a chance.
Chance to win.
That's a tough place to play. It's loud up there.
You know what? That's tough. I don't think a college football team can beat a pro football team. But it would be fun to watch.
It would be humiliating to host. Steven, the notion of it is wrong. Yeah. So, Steven, but in all fairness to those people out there, not all fairness, in all deference.
In all sincerity?
In all deference.
Okay.
To those people out there who own multiple Tebow jerseys, the home, the road, the throwback. And you've got them all, and you cycle them through your wardrobe regularly, and you've gone out to his public appearance, and you've had them all signed.
Yes.
You need to get another hobby. It's time. Time to pick up that fishing pole.
You know, I think what time it is. Start Brian Brady Quinn campaign.
Well, you know, my son already did that. He started.
Is that
his Facebook page? Yes, that's his Facebook
page.
The start
Brady Quinn time.
Yes. My
that's
son already
awesome.
Did that.
You
not
know what?
Because
I'm
going to
go like that page right now.
Yeah, that's on Facebook. Start Brady Quinn right now or something like that. I don't know
Brady
what it was.
Brady Quinn. Let's see.
How many likes does he have already?
Oh, my God. There are three.
Three likes?
Three? No, there are three Start Brady Quinn pages.
So he's not the first.
No, he's not.
Well, he's going to be disappointed.
Jordan's only has four. There's another one that has 18.
18. Well, we're not going to encourage you to go out there and like those pages. We're going to encourage you to go find your friends and make them like our page.
That's right.
So, anyways, I would throw a bone back to our old NFL R&R show.
Yes.
I don't want that page to ever go away. That's like our fan site where people can post their own photos of us being goofy and stuff. I love that. You should like both of those because that's a fun group of people. Anyways,
it's not going away, ever.
Good. They never should because ever. I think that's fantastic. And let's go into, we got to go into the hurry up, Steven.
No, not yet. Now we got to talk about it. So anyways, the final there was 45-10. Lions at 6-2, Denver at 2-5. One team going way up, another team going way down. Cincinnati Bengals at 4-2. Traveled. Was that the death of Pac-Man Jones?
No, although he got hurt again, which is sucks.
But he had a great return.
He did.
In his one play.
And it's this game.
Yes. So Cincinnati 4-2 at Seattle 2-4. Here's the quote from Seattle head coach. What's his name again?
Pete Carroll.
Yeah, that guy.
You know, the SC coach for a dozen years.
Pete Carroll. He said, you know, so at the end of the first half, Seattle was on its way. They were in field goal range. But instead of kicking the field goal, he decided to run a play.
Yes.
And he got stopped short.
Yes. There was 12 seconds on the clock
no
when they ran
time.
The play.
Tick, 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 tick. And they could, by the time they got the ball set up, and they couldn't even kick a field goal.
Well, it was BS because the Bengals were stalling.
There should have been a penalty there for the dude did kick the ball. Anyways.
And they wouldn't get up off the guys.
Pete Carroll announces to the News Tribune and says,
what
well,
is the News Tribune?
I don't know. Apparently it's a newspaper in
Seattle.
They don't
publish
Seattle.
Papers up in Seattle. They just use the internet.
Are you sure?
Well, the Seattle...
The News Tribune is a Tacoma, Washington
okay,
newspaper.
Okay, it's a Tacoma paper.
Okay.
That's in the South. I didn't know. I've
okay,
know
it's
of
in
it.
Washington.
But the Seattle Tribune, I think, is the local paper, and I don't know if I'm wrong or right, and I don't frankly care. But it was one of the first to go internet only.
I see.
Because their publication was not what they needed it to make money, to be sustainable.
So they started, won't print it anymore.
We just won't have a print edition, we'll just have an online edition.
I see.
And they're a tech-savvy city, so that makes sense.
That works.
Anyways, you were saying...
Do they have an iPad version? That's the only way I want it.
Certain they do.
Okay.
So what did this Tacoma paper say?
He's... Pete Carroll says... My bad. I guess we learned about what happens when a coach gets hormonal and tries to freaking jam it down their throat for a touchdown right there at the end of the half.
He got hormonal. Pete's saying he did.
Is that what is he? I know he's talking about himself.
He turned male. His male aggression, and he decided to. I'm gonna do it.
Too much testosterone.
Exactly.
And it built
and
in
it got
him,
the
and
better
he was
of
like,
him.
I want to get a touchdown right here.
Oops. It was Joey playing blackjack in Vegas. Oh. He has that $100 bill.
Right, he
puts
it
on the table.
Hit me.
Money plays. Hit him. He busts. They take his money. That wasn't supposed to happen.
Yeah, that's it.
That was us supposed to be here for hours and get free drinks and things.
I don't know, but
Pete Carroll means about being hormonal.
You got hormonal, though?
Maybe it's not the best choice of words, but you know when you're older like Pete is and good-looking and, you know. And
you could say anything you
want. He's a ladies' man.
All right.
But Marvin Lewis politely acknowledged becoming the Cincinnati's all-time wins leader, and I want to... Which, of course, begs the question
of
how many losses, Marvin, do you have?
I got a picture of a Rams cheerleader during this weekend's game, and we have to pause for a second. I want to get all hormono.
Mono?
Hormonal.
He wants to get...
I couldn't even say the word. Hormonal.
Yeah.
Yes, can I get hormonal on air?
Is that Hermione's tendencies for monality? I don't understand.
I don't know.
You know the view I've got now? I used to have these ugly jerseys behind you.
And trust me, I've already got in trouble with my wife. Thank you.
Just tell her who put it up.
I did. Like she's like,
and it's
right.
From my viewing pleasure.
Like,
you can't see it. It's
would
behind
my,
you.
She's like, why would my brother put it? I'm like, so he could see it.
Because it's behind you and it looks, hello, Sarah.
Do you even know her name?
I know all their names.
All of them?
No, I don't.
Wow.
I do know two of their names. The two blonde hair, blue eyes.
So admit it on air that you are the one who put it there, please. She's going to listen to the
show. I put up the Tampa Bay Buccaneers calendar.
Thank you.
There's this big white hole to the left of Steven's head in the wide shot on the 5-Minute Football Fixes, and it's been driving me crazy because I feel like I have to What I want to do if I had unlimited time and resources is
unlimited
I was going to build
power.
An NFL locker.
Yeah.
And we were going to have a lot more jerseys, and they were going to hang there
and
on the diagonal.
We'd
each have our own locker, and you could have some of your Dallas stuff up in your locker. Mm-hmm. And in my locker, I would have some little tchotchkes that I've collected over time. And instead, we don't have time or money, so we were given this lovely poster of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers cheerleaders,
given
all individually signed.
All autographed by every single Buc cheerleader.
That's right. And they wrote, what did they wrote that Pirates do something.
Yes, Pirates do something.
And stats are for chumps.
Stats are for losers.
Stats are for losers,
and Pirates
and
do
pirates
something.
Do something. It's written on the back of the calendar.
TBBC.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers cheerleaders. And they are hot. And so I put it behind Steven so that it would fill two purposes.
So that I can't see it, basically.
No, because there was a big hole there that needed filling.
Yeah.
Where I've got my leather helmet on my side. And so I put that up there to fill the hole and to add a little spice to the show. There's nothing wrong with that in spice.
Spice is good.
Yeah, and it so happens when we do a podcast, I get to stare at them.
You do get to stare at it.
Which
and
is
I have to completely turn around like this. And then I'll be like, all right, now I'll turn around back.
And you got all hormonal.
I'm getting hormonal.
Hormonal. You're horrible.
I am being horrible. But I just don't get why, you know, Pete Carroll has to say that he's getting hormonal.
Yeah, you know, when you have to talk, I really
is
hated,
it because you got blown out 34-12 by the Bengals?
I hated Tony Romo's press conference last night because he just said the same thing over and over and over.
What do you want him to say?
I don't want him to actually come out and say anything. If all he's got to say is, we're going to look at the film, just don't come out. And with Dallas,
it's not his choice whether
Steven,
he comes out or not.
Fun little informational factoid before we go no huddle here.
Yes.
The length of the average press conference for a player or coach is what? Average.
90 seconds?
Yes. Thank you. The average length for a Dallas Cowboys coach or player press conference.
Because there are like 600 skajillion reporters covering them versus other teams.
It's just ironic. It's just ironic. Most people assume that those go on forever.
Yeah.
The guy gets brought in. Nobody's ready with the first question. I don't know why.
Right.
And so there's this awkward silence. And usually if it's Steven or I, one of us will ask a question just to fill the silence.
Yeah.
Because we feel badly for the player. And it's this awkward silence, so we'll ask a question. And then two or three other people ask a question after some awkward silences. And the player's up there like, am I done? And the PR director basically says, yeah, you can go now. Yeah. You're free to go.
Right.
And they're very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So here's Tony Romo, but he's got to be the Dallas Cowboys guy, so he has to be up there for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And he gets to ask the same question. What's the problem, Tony? Why do you think you lost, Tony? How did things go wrong tonight, Tony?
Yeah.
I'm going to look at the film. I don't know. I'm going to look at the film tomorrow. There's obviously a lot of things that went wrong. Tomorrow I'm going to look at the film. I think I need to look at the film tomorrow. I'll know a lot better after I look at the film. It's like, gosh dang, it's obviously over.
Right.
Rich needs to shut this thing down. Dalrymple, the PR guy that's right there with him, and just say, guys, we're done. Tony, thanks for your time. And everyone should say, thanks, Tony, and then blah, 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 blah. And then he leaves. Don't let it just go on forever.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Yeah, it is. That is what it is when
you're
Dallas
Cowboys,
unfortunately. 34-12, the Cincinnati Bengals, man. This is one of those teams. This is my equivalent of the San Francisco 49ers to you.
Yeah, you don't trust them as far as you can throw them, but you can't deny how good they are.
They're 5-2.
They're a pretty good team.
So I'm like, Andy Dalton, you know what? If it weren't for Cam Newton, Andy Dalton and A.J. Green would be the supreme.
Who's going to be rookie of the year?
Well, you don't know yet because Andy Dalton's team's actually winning and competitive.
Wow, Steven, that's going to throw a lot of voters off of Cam.
It is.
Cam, start winning. Come on, bro. You've got to.
I mean, you know, at the end of the day,
it's about winning.
Cam's got some very nice numbers, but you're 2-4 or 5.
Yeah.
Andy Dalton's 5-2. And quite frankly, those two losses, he was in both of them.
Yeah.
They just barely lost to Cleveland.
Cincinnati's
well,
a good
they actually
team.
Beat Cleveland.
You know, Carson Palmer, just, you know, LMAO, okay?
Are you laughing at Carson?
I am, because look, the fact is, look, I'm not happy with Brown or Palmer in this incident, but I'm happy for Marvin Lewis. As I said, we got to go into the no huddle here, Steve.
Oh, okay, real quick. They had a 2-point loss to San Francisco. I mean, to the Denver Broncos.
Too long.
And then 13-8 loss to San Francisco. Those are the two losses for the Bengals, by the
way.
There
you go.
5 points.
And one of them with San Francisco, who's supposed to be the greatest thing
since sliced
bread. Okay, no huddle.
No huddle. Here we are. Nap games.
Minnesota Carolina.
This is a game we differed on.
We can't go no huddle. I lost. Oh, well, too bad we're going no
huddle.
Indianapolis, Tennessee. And what did you think was going to happen?
How about that Adrian Peterson guy? Can you just give me a second
Love
for that?
Love Adrian.
Okay, thank you.
Love it. Yo, Adrian.
You know what? You do feel bad for Cam Newton.
I do.
He takes his team all the way, gets them in field goal range.
Freaking
and
kicker.
Then this field goal kicker. Well,
freaking kicker.
That's why I don't trust kickers ever. I don't care if it's a 5-yard field goal, okay? I don't care if they get to snap the ball from inside the end zone. I don't care.
Okay.
I don't want a kicker to kick ever.
Tennessee Titans beat the crap out of the Colts, by 17.
Well, we kind of saw that one coming.
And the line was only 8. And then
Arizona at Baltimore. Well, the
that
Ravens.
That was a little more interesting than it should have been.
Arizona. How do you continue to
Baltimore's
lose games?
Not that good.
How do you continue to get big leads, as Arizona does, and then finds a way to lose them?
Simple. Baltimore's not that good.
All right. The Miami Dolphins give the Giants a scare.
Jeez. The line was 13, and they didn't even cover
10.
10. Like, come on.
They won by 3.
3 points. Arizona, Baltimore, Miami at New York Giants. We told you that game was frighteningly close. And that was a game where the spread was 10 and nobody covers. New Orleans at St. Louis. New Orleans was favored by 13.5 and lost.
Outright. Outright. You would have made
Hat load of money.
The money line was 650. Plus 650.
Whoa!
For the Rams. Had you bet the Rams to win straight up for every
$100 pays me $650. But why would I have ever bet the Rams with A.J. Feely
out
there?
Because the Saints maybe aren't that good on the road.
Okay.
All the three losses have been on the road.
The bye weeks, again, were the Falcons, the Bears, the Packers, the Raiders, the Jets, and the Buccaneers.
Yes.
I got knocked out of Eliminator again with Carolina this week.
And I got knocked out with the Saints.
So if you're still alive in Eliminator, please let us know. I would be fascinated to hear your story. Jeff@RAN.net and CC Steven, Steven, @RAN.net. Let us know.
And Jeffrey is...
I am the smartest man alive!
I played it one more time for you.
Because you don't think I'll be hearing it for a while?
Yeah.
I wrong! Think
it's, all right, well,
Nye.
Here you go. Nye. This show is nigh over!
Nye.
Yes, it is. I'm Steven Miranda.
Jeff Ellis.
For NFL Rants and Raves. Out!
Nye.